Morning, Jared. How are you?
Good morning, mate. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Nice to have you on the show. Now, after three straight losses, what has that win against the Tigers done for the team's mindset?
Oh, mate, it was good to get a W again. You know, the last 3 weeks, it's been hard because there's been a lot of effort and a lot of good things, but you know, to still not get those wins, it's you know, been quite disheartening and things like that. So to get that win on the weekend. Especially after a bit of a hectic, you know, week with the change of travel plans and things like that, to go down and play the Tigers in Campbelltown, you know, it's always a tough game. So to get the win the way we did was good.
Yeah, Jared, I was going to ask, I feel like there's a number of teams where we're seeing that mix of, I guess, a little bit of inconsistency. And the Titans have shown some unbelievable footage so far throughout the year, but in other areas, just letting yourselves down. What's been some of the focus at training to try and build that consistency?
Yeah, Kylie, I think it's more just our D. Obviously, we can score points anywhere on the field, as you can see. You know, like the last, what, three games in a row, we've got out to lead the 22-0, 26-0, things like that. And then we're just leaking too many points. And that just comes down to guys are working hard and guys are, you know, they're turning up, you know, to work hard in D and things like that. But we're not doing it connected as a 13 man on the team, you know. Like we're hitting, you know, one out, we're losing the ruck. We need to be more connected. And Jimmy Dimmick can work really hard with the boys during the week to get that connection back and that cohesion and, you know, hitting in pairs and getting a third man to, you know, get in and get out to get the line set and make sure our talk is really good because that's what's let us down the last few weeks. You know, we did it so well in the back end of last year and we started it off really well, but, you know, we need to get it back. You know, we need to get that hard grind mentality back and, yeah, that's our big focus, I think, at the moment.
Yeah, I think your attack is as good as anyone's in the comp, Jared. Yeah. I really do. I think you can score tries, as you mentioned, from anywhere. But it is that defence that's letting you down. How do you talk about that connection in D, but also with today's rules, when you lose control of the ruck and momentum of the game and it all turns, and it, because it's, you know, so quick, what are some of the things you work on or triggers that sort of you need to sort of be able to adjust and come up with ways of getting the game back under your control rather than allowing the opposition to have control for that 10-minute period where they can put points on? How do you focus on that?
I know, Loz, it's hard because obviously the last 3 weeks we're trying to figure that out ourselves. But, mate, it's one of those things. I think the game is so fast now. Like, you lose one and then it just becomes a domino effect. So our biggest focus at the moment is it's going to happen. Like, you're going to lose tackles. Like, you know, you're never going to be able to be perfect. You know, the game's too fast. Guys are too big and strong and smart to, you know, to win every ruck every time. And then I think it's the ones where, you know, if you lose one, you have to win the next one.
Next one, right.
You know, you have to work together as a, you know, as a three men in a tackle or, you know, work as a team to tighten right up. If you can see the ruck getting loose, tighten right up, win that next one. Try and change that momentum. And like we kept saying on the weekend, like we obviously had a great start, scored some really quick tries, but we just kept saying to ourselves, you know, like this game will turn and it does. You know, like you can have all the ball for 5 or 10 minutes, but it's always going to change and you've just got to be ready for that change. And that's where our inconsistency is coming. You know, we're such a young squad that we're kind of, you know, we score tries and we kind of start going, we're going really well. But then when it gets into that hard part of that grind mentality of having to D, you know, back-to-back sets, we've kind of just taken the easy way out and not really got into that grind. And I think that's the biggest focus. You know, if we lose one, you can't compound that with a second one or a third one because guys are just too big and fast now and teams are just scoring points everywhere. So.
What about Sunday, mate? Massive game against the Panthers. What would a win here do?
Yeah, massive, mate. Look, I definitely think we're, if there's any team in the comp at the moment, I think that we're one, you know, to be able to beat them. If we really focus on our D again this week, be better again. Like, we did it really well for 60 minutes on the weekend, and then it was just that last 20 minutes, I reckon, in patches, we just, you know, we let them in, and then we got 12 players, and we let more tries in. So it just kind of affected us a bit. But I reckon if we go in and we focus on our D this week, like, you see guys like Cleary and Luai, Big Fisher Harris, you know, they're leading that team so well. So if we can really focus on our D our tackle solve itself. You know, we can score points anywhere, and we're so connected in that sense. But we just need to make sure that we're, you know, working hard for each other, turning up for each other, because I really feel like Penrith half the time, they don't even know what they're doing. They're just playing off the cuff, and they're just playing some fantastic football. So we just focus on ourselves, and, you know, that'll put us in a good stead to be able to beat them. So.
I'll tell you what, mate, you must be so happy to have David Fifita on your side and Big Tino. I mean, two of the best young forwards in the game, and it absolutely gives your team some grunt. Have you? Just with Dave Fifita, I was, you know, being lucky enough to sort of coach him. I'm just trying to think of whether I've coached someone with that size, someone's speed and his ability to change direction so quickly for a big man. I can't think I've coached another one.
Like, mate, I haven't seen it for a long time. You know, obviously, it's usually one or the other. They're either lightning fast with great footwork, or they're so big and they're strong. But Dave, he's 118 kilos. He can run as fast as any outside back in the game. And like you said, his footwork and his elusiveness is just crazy. Like, it literally, the only way teams are half get, you know, stopping him at the moment is putting four or five tacklers on him at a time. Like, it's just crazy. And I tell you what, I'm glad he's on my side, because I've been sick of tackling him the last few years. So, mate, I am glad. And then you go on that deep Tino. I don't know if you've seen when he's running, when he gets his bumpers up, mate, he puts a hole through your chest. So, I'll tell you what, mate.
Miss training and play games only.
Oh. Yeah, exactly. So, mate, it's fantastic to have him. And then they bring that real competitiveness. And, you know, like Tino being at Melbourne, he knows how to win and win comps, and Davey's played for Queensland and, you know, for Australia, and he knows how to compete, and they're they're fantastic to have, and they're the guys that we want to bring into the culture that we've got at the club at the moment, and they're doing such a great job.
And it looks as though, I don't know, you correct me if I'm wrong here, it looks as though, just with the inclusion of those two guys, Jared, everyone has a bit more confidence about themselves, because you look at a completely different team, and everyone's... Yeah, it just looks as though you're going into games now expecting to win rather than hoping you can win.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. And like, even before we got them this year, last year that was our biggest focus that Justin brought in, was, you know, being happy, loving being at training. Like, you guys know, you've coached and you've seen and played and been around teams. Like, when you're happy and you're loving football and you're loving life off the field and things like that, like, you do, you start winning, and then it just starts compounding, and then you start getting that bounce of the ball, or you get those calls from the referee. Like, it all just seems to happen, you know, into one. And then you go and add guys like Davey and Tino into a team, like the way we finished last year, being happy, and they bring such a high energy and, you know, a happiness themselves. Like, it just keeps compounding, and we do, like, there's never a game anymore that I think, God, this is going to be a tough one. Like, God, we I don't know how we're going to win this. It's always like, we're going to score points. We're going to work hard. We're going to do this. It's just like, we just got to keep building that. And it's a good feeling, because the last few years, it's been a hard grind, especially as an older player, to see, you know, young guys really struggle with, not getting wins on the park and, you know, really struggling with that. It's a good feeling to have back in, you know, back in the team, and even myself, you know, I'm loving footy at the moment. I love being at training around the boys, and, you know, it's fantastic.
We're talking to Jared Wallace from the Titans, and Jared, I loved it. Well, do you get a try assist? Not quite, probably, but off the kickoff there. There you go, going into the hit up. I'm just showing the boys the replay here in the studio, and you've thrown a beautiful long ball to AJ Brimson, and you've scored straight off the kickoff. So I'm guessing that's a set play. That was premeditated.
Oh, it's never like a premeditated. Like, we've obviously got that up the sleeve if we need it, but mate, it's just, mate, it saves my body from getting bashed from bloke that are just standing there going, I'm about to kill this guy. You know, like, it's just, I don't know, it's just one of those things, like, you can never have it both ways, you know. If they want to stack up one side, like, there's obviously going to be space on the field on the other side, so... You know, it just saves me from getting dominated, getting a slow play the ball, because I've been bashed by, you know, four or five guys. And we just play footy, and it's just, you know, that's the thing Justin's given us at the moment. It's just play footy when we see it, you know, have fun. And it's nothing, you know, like, it's not a high-risk pass. It's not a high-risk footy. It's just get the ball to literally our fastest player on the field and let him do what he does. And, Big Tino blew up on me on the weekend because he reckons he went straight through a hole. And I looked at him and said, mate, there's no way out of it. If you were AJ, I'm giving it to AJ.
Well, that's one thing I love about the Titans when I watch them play. You play to the space.
Yeah.
You're not playing to structure. If you see there's a gap over on the left-hand side of the field, you have confidence enough, you're confident enough to actually transfer the ball through the hands to get it to where that space is.
Yeah, and that's that connection that we've got in attack at the moment. You know, like we trust each other, at the, like, you know, to be pushing into holes too. And that's like a big thing that we've been working on at training. You know, like if you've got a guy, you know, running the ball, have that push with him, because it does, it creates opportunity to pull space. And you know, rather than having three defenders tackling, if you've got a guy pushing with you, you might only have one or two. You know, and play footy if we see it. We don't play that high risk footy. You know, we just, we try and play a bit more away from the middle. Like, guys think that football now, because it's so fast, you just got to go through the ruck and you got to tighten up and get bashed. Like, that's not footy at all. You know, you got to create that space. You got to move the big boys around and play footy when you see it. And our halves are doing a great job. Our back rowers and everyone's just working for each other, and that's why we're scoring points.
Now, just lastly, Jared, have you heard from new Queensland coach Paul Green and found out what you need to do to get back into that side that's going to be beaten by New South Wales this year?
No, mate, I haven't heard from him at all. I'm just worrying about Titans at the moment. Look, like I said, I'm having a lot of fun. I'm enjoying my footy, and if I'm obviously playing good footy and enjoying it and doing the right things at, you know, club land, it only puts me in a good position to be selected for Queensland. But no, I haven't even thought about, you know, playing for that winning team from last year. trying to add to that again. So.
Hey, Jared, I want to ask you, mate. You played with your old man, didn't you?
I did, actually.
Can I ask what that was like? Because there wouldn't be too many players that have played football, first-rate football, with their father. Can I ask, mate, what was it like?
No, it was fantastic. So I got to play probably 4 or 5 years with Dad. I got to play with him from, I think I was 15. I played first grade, down in country New South Wales with him, and then even when we come up to Queensland, I come back to Queensland, I got to play with him at Tweed at Seagulls, and mate, it just gave me that confidence, almost as that cheeky, I suppose, cheeky young kid that no matter what I used to do, I knew that Dad always had my back. You know, like if someone ever tried to do something or try and hurt me or something, Dad was standing right next to me, and it just gave me so much more confidence. But I just learned so much. I learned so much from watching him play, because Dad was a front rower as well, and he had a lot of ball playing skills in him, and he worked hard, and he played 80 minutes every week, but I got to obviously learn from him off the field. But then when I got to learn how to play footy, being right next to him, I packed up front row in scrums with him and stuff like that. It taught me how to play tough and play hard. And I learned probably in four years of playing with him, as a young kid, I probably learned, pretty much my style of footy now. And it was just so much fun. And, like I said, it was definitely probably one of the, my career highlights of playing footy with Dad. So it was
great. Righto, who was a better player?
Oh, absolutely me. I'll put it over him all the time. let's be honest. I'd probably, back then, I reckon he probably would have cut me in half. I'll give him one of them.
Good stuff. Mate, great to talk to you. Good luck in Magic Round against the Panthers.
No, I appreciate it, boys. Thanks for having me.